A book that tells the story of one of America's first civil rights pioneers has been released. The book features the life of Daniel Rudd, a black Catholic that pushed for equal rights for all races after the Civil War. Dr. Gary Agee is adjunct professor of church history at Anderson School of Theology in Anderson, Indiana. Agee is the author of the book.
Well, the book is called A Cry for Justice, and it really looks at Daniel Rudd, his work in the American Catholic Tribune, which is his newspaper, and I talk about what his take on justice was really all about. Of course, lots of African Americans during the Jim Crow era were talking about justice. They were looking at issues like lynching. They were looking at issues like the separate coach laws, the Jim Crow laws in the South, issues like the lack of economic opportunity for African Americans. But Rudd's take on justice was a little bit different because it had a Catholic flavor, if you will. What he was saying was, look, the Catholic Church is going to be that institution that really delivers for African Americans, really recognizes their full civil rights.
And Agee says that Rudd had hopes the Catholic Church would lead the way in recognizing everyone as equal.
Yeah, he had a unique message because he was really trumpeting the merits of the Catholic Church for African Americans. He really wanted them to enter the Catholic Church because he believed that they would be received as full partners. And then he also believed that the Catholic Church would teach society, how to relate to, the minority populations.
Agee says that Daniel Rudd was a supporter of the Republican Party at that time.
You have to remember that most blacks during this period of time were Republican and voted Republican. And, of course, this is related to Lincoln freeing the slaves and being Republican. But really, Rudd began to sour on the Republican Party, as a number of blacks did after the repeal of the 1875 Civil Rights Act. And I think that was repealed in 1883. So some blacks began to sour. And Rudd really began to say that maybe it wasn't the Republican Party, maybe it was the Catholic Church that would sort of be that institution that would recognize the full equality of blacks.
Daniel Rudd was born in 1854. Agee says that he was captivated by Rudd's story.
Well, the story's powerful because Rudd is a really interesting, inspiring guy to start with. Of course, he was born a slave in Bardstown, Kentucky. And really, think about the barriers that a slave had to even get an education. And it looks like he got a very good education. Maybe the Jesuits there that were stationed there in Bardstown, Kentucky, helped him. But he pushed through those barriers, got a good education, moved to Springfield, Ohio, where he began, working as a newspaper reporter at the Review there, and then really built his own newspaper, the American Catholic Tribune, established in 1886, moved it to Cincinnati. And really there it took off, and then he continued to push through barriers, and he continued to really, really make a mark on the city of Cincinnati, on the Catholic Church, on the black publishing industry. He was just a remarkable guy. And then his message was great as well, the fatherhood of God and brotherhood of humanity.
And Agee tells me he learned most about Rudd.
The whole idea of perseverance. He had a lot of obstacles, but he continued to work hard. And, of course, Rudd, he wasn't asking for a handout. He wanted a level playing field. He wanted blacks to be allowed to enter these labor unions. That was something he really pushed for. He wanted just a really, really a fair playing field for African Americans. And then again, his message of the fatherhood of God, brotherhood of humanity, that all people are equal, that there are certain rights guaranteed in America's founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution. He wanted those rights. He wanted an even playing field. And then his message of the fatherhood of God, brotherhood of humanity, really, really is applicable today, really.
Agee spent 8 years writing the book that was released last month. Originally, it was his dissertation paper. Agee says he spent over a year turning the paper into the book that has been released by the University of Arkansas Press. Agee tells why he wanted to make it a book.
And it was written really out of my own desire to get to this question of racism in the church. and it was an academic question to start with. I entered the PhD program at the University of Dayton and began doing some work. And then I bumped into Cyprian Davis's excellent book, Black Catholics in the United States, which was published in 1890. And, you know, Daniel Rudd was something of a heroic figure in this book. And so reading about Rudd, he was a local guy. Not much had been done on him. And I loved his message, you know, trumpeting the fatherhood of God, brotherhood of humanity. And so I started working on a dissertation. And it was very well received by the committee, reading committee. And William L. Portier, my dissertation advisor, did a great job leading the dissertation. But he suggested that I have it published by University Press. And the first two presses that I sent it to were interested. And the University of Arkansas moved a little faster, and so we signed a contract.
And A.G. tells how Rudd's story changed his perspective on life.
Just a lot of empathy. I'm doing some consulting work, doing diversity training. And interestingly enough, I find that when we talk about racism in the workplace or in the church, I really, for whatever reason, I think I somehow can relate to, you know, what Daniel Rudd's position was. And so empathetic, I think, more empathetic in a lot of ways to the, you know, the issues not just African-Americans face, but, you know, when we think about other minority populations, the Hispanic population, with this basketball star that's playing for the Knicks, I think his name's Jeremy Lin, just the Asian-American community, or you know, the homosexual community, some of the challenges that they face just being, you know, minority population.
And that's author Dr. Gary Agee, who wrote A Cry for Justice, published by the University of Arkansas Press.